Okay. Did you have any family here?
Your wife?
She got a brother here. And one brother died.
Was he here then?
She got her sister here. No, she got two sisters. They all died. Two sisters. One sister died. And the brother died. She got one life sister. You know, the one that passed. Just a while ago, that car. Uh-huh. That's his sister. Uh-huh. And got two nieces, a brother, daughters, married to Greek Kapakis, and died from cancer, and left three kids, two boys, twins, and a girl. Died. She was about 20, 30, something. Okay, lovely girl. Lovely boy, too. Kapakis Vasilis.
Did your wife have any relatives before she came here, though? Before she came to Canada?
No.
You brought them all over?
I brought them.
You brought everyone over. Yeah. Okay. Why did you not go back to Greece?
When I married?
You married in 24.
Then we got kids one after the other, five kids. You know, then what chance you got? You're running business, you were raising kids. How I'm going to go, what I'm going to do? We got nothing then.
Did you feel
small town, eh? What I'm going to do? I'm going to go and to Jaguari and plow.
Yeah, take a plow.
What I know about it.
Where did you live when you first got married? Did you have a house now? Did you move into an apartment?
Here when I brought the wife?
Yeah.
No, I was rooming. Then I bought the house. Wait. Well, I had the ice cream park, restaurant. When I had the restaurant, I had all occupied my building.
Oh, no, wait. She came. Where did you first live?
I live on Queen Street. One of the streets there, you know, Queen.
With
the wife, sure.
On Queen Street.
For a while. Then I opened the ice cream parlor. I mean, the restaurant.
All right. Now, this is, you sold the Prince of Wales.
Yeah.
Right. Tell me about this. Now, you sold it?
Sold, and I opened the restaurant. I opened the restaurant. It was a fruit store. I opened.
Restaurant and fruit store? Oh. This is you, too?
Yeah. That's me. Yes, sir.
How old were you?
25.
And your wife was 23 then?
Yeah. Yes.
And a year after that, you sold the Prince of Wales and you bought this restaurant?
Yeah.
Right.
What was the restaurant? You opened your own restaurant?
That's right. And we live upstairs. 31 years I had the restaurant.
What restaurant was this?
Spotlight Restaurant. The name was Queen Sherbin. 218. That's the number, 218. Mm-hmm. I still remember that.
Queen Street.
Yeah.
You had the whole building?
Yeah, I was up. We're living upstairs 18 years.
Did
and
you buy
live
it?
In 34. Can never buy. Years. That's a state. I could never buy. You know state mean?
Yeah.
It's 100 years.
Yeah.
Nobody can buy. I've been left by the, by their parents to their children. All foundation. 100 years, no limit. And there's all two, three stores there. You could buy them, but that wasn't my position, you know. I was in the store that I like, and I could never buy. There's no money can buy. I try. Mm-hmm. I run the place, $75 rent. Upstairs, two floors. Downstairs, what do you want? Was it cheaper than to own it?
Oh, yeah.
$75.
Sure, it's nothing. How long did you have the Spotlight restaurant?
31 years.
Well, it wasn't until the 1950s. After the
56.
War. 56.
I sold to China. That's okay, that's okay.
Where's the Kleenex? I'm sorry about this.
No, nothing. That's.
Tell me, I want him. In 1925, before that.
1925, I opened the place.
You opened the place.
That's the time I opened the restaurant.
Have you ever heard of a club? A village club? Were you ever in a village club? Your village?
Village club.
No. No. Association. Silovo.
No.
That's my daughter, man.
Where did your children go to school?
When they go?
Where?
You mean what school?
Yeah.
Oh, well, they went to...
Did they go to Greek school?
No, they didn't. No Greek school. No. English. We have a hard time. We have a hard time to send them to English school. You know why? Because we speak Macedonian mostly. In the kids, they can't even speak English. So how are you going to send them to learn two languages at the same time? You can't. Three.
You see?
Right. And there was in school then.
But you spoke Macedonian in the home.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, then we started English. I mean, the wife.
Yeah.
You know, it makes difficult, you see, because the wife can speak English. And
had you ever heard of a club association called Leon Dragoumis?
Dragoumis?
Yeah.
That's society.
A society?
That's, yes, Dragoumis, sure.
What is that?
Dragoumis? It's...
This is in 1925 it was made?
Yes. Well, we have a society under Tikhon.
When was that made?
Almost in the same time.
1920?
Our society under Tikhon.
Yeah?
Yes. See, our society is a... It's a the town of our village society.
Your village society?
Who are anything... need to help somebody, you know, really broken children, something happened. Where did it go?
When was that first?
Silogo, in it. Captain Silogo.
Right.
Okay, club. Till this club is there.
Oh, okay, Silogo.
Silogo, yes.
But when was Andartiko club?
Andartiko.
First made.
Jesus, you got me now. I mean, I don't remember exactly. But
before the war?
I think so. No, I don't know.
Yeah.
Before the war? First war?
No, not the first war.
No, second.
The second.
Oh, yes. Right
before
after
the
other.
Yeah.
Yes.
It was made right after the other, right?
Yes. Or time they finish my girl married.
Before.
Yeah.
So it is before the second.
I was provedos for 2 years, right?
You were?
President and under Tico.
You were president of the
Under Tico? 2 years, and I gave up. They wanted
what
to
years?
Stay.
What years?
No, you got me again. Jesus, what years? She remember better than me, huh?
Do you have any pictures or any catastatico of a Darticon club? No, eh?
Oh, you can get that of anybody.
The old ones, I mean, the very old ones.
No.
I can get new
ones. See, when I drop out, I mean, you know, I had a lot of trouble, a few things, this and that, something anyway. And I didn't like certain people in our society. I found them, some of them a little bit crooked, you know. That Toronto left the money, you know. And I says, the heck with this, I'm out. Mm-hmm. Because I work, see, I had a car, and I never put a gallon of gas from the society money off my pocket. I want to see everything goes to the bank of the society so we can help people. Matter of fact, we send all country money for Christmas, you know, cut some of them, they got no poor kids, poor families, no shoes. We send some archie, buy a pair of shoes to the kids, give them something to make the Pascha or Christmas, you know, meat, something, you know, food on my time. And then when the new guys get in, that's the new crowd, and they was robbing it. And I says, that's it, I'm out.